Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Good afternoon, Grand Lake region. With an episode of Spectrum this afternoon, we have the Coldwater Middle School drama cast of Disney's Descendants in the studio, and it's the musical. Am I right? Is that how it should be titled? We have drama director Denise Peterson in with us as well, here making sure the cast is on their best behavior. They've been having fun in the studio so far this morning.
Yes, they have.
Definitely laid back. Denise, tell me a little bit about the play, the musical, and kind of like when the show is. I have some, it looks like it's the first week of March.
Yes.
Just maybe talk a little bit about the musical, and then we'll get over to the cast.
So it's Descendants the Musical. It's based on the movie. If you've seen the movie on Disney, it kind of combines a little bit of the first and the second, a little bit, but it pretty much follows what happens in the movie. So you have, you know, the evils are invited over by Ben to, you know, the good aisle. My daughter calls them goodies and baddies because I can't pronounce half the words that we have to have, and I always have to stop and think about it. But so the baddies come over, the evils come over, and they get to experience school, you know, and Eridon, and they get to, you know, experience all the different things. And of course, Maleficent and the parents of these evils want them to steal the wand, fairy godmother's wand. And so they're plotting a way that they're going to be able to do this. And, you know, it just kind of goes through that. And then there's some twists and turns. So, you know, but it's a lot of fun. The show opens on March 5th at 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday. And we have four shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, the show's actually at 1:30. We had to move it up a little bit because there's also a band concert later that day at the school. So we're kind of, I use a lot of the band kids as help backstage and in the booth, and so they can get to where they need to be for that. So, but yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Pre-sale tickets available through a certain date as well?
Yes, they can get pre-sale tickets until March 4th at the end of that rehearsal on that day. Pre-sale's $8 for adults, $7 for students. There is admission at the door. It's $10 for everyone.
Awesome. All right. Yep. Well, thank you for bringing in the drama class today.
I'm excited about this. This should be fun.
Yeah. So I am as well. So we have the characters that we have in studio today, and they're going to come up and as in character a little bit. And we've got some questions for them. We have Mal, Ben, Evie, Jay, Carlos, and Maleficent all with us in studio. And we're just going to kind of get them warmed up a little bit and let them just come up and talk based off some of these questions. So if your character had a theme song in real life, what would it be?
Hi, I'm Mal. I feel like Mal's theme song would probably be The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift.
And we were playing that in studio just before we got on air, didn't we?
Yeah.
One word to describe your character on day one of the story versus the end.
I'm Ben, and probably day one word would be probably like lenient. He was very like trusting with the like all the evils, and he would he wouldn't care as much as what they were doing. But then at the end, it would probably be accepting. He probably learned to accept them better, and like he learned how they actually were. He helped them be good.
So he got more trust. The trust issues went away by the end of the play, right? What is your character's biggest strength and biggest flaw?
I'm Jay, and his biggest strength is his ego. He has a very high ego. He thinks he's like the best person on the planet. And his weakness is like someone insulting him.
I feel the ego all the way over here. If your character had a cell phone, what app would they be on 24/7?
Hi, I'm Evie, and if my character had a cell phone, they would probably be on. She would probably be on Instagram a lot. She is like very social and very confident.
A lot of food pictures as well.
Yes. Camera eats first.
All right, we'll get into some character? Oh, we have one more question here. What would your character wear to a normal school day at Coldwater?
Hi, I'm Carlos, and he would probably wear like a black leather vest. He'd probably wear something spotted because his mom is Cruella de Vil. So he hates dogs, but he likes the designs like she does. So
that's a lot of high class there. So he's fancy.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Mal, what do you love about being Mal and what do you hate about it?
I love just the character in general. She's such a complex type of character because when she's on the aisle, she acts like she's like so bad all the time. And then she gets to Auradon and she shows her true colors and she's actually a sweet person who cares about her friends a lot. My least favorite part about playing Mal is probably that I have no breaks. I'm on stage almost 24/7.
That's a lot of lines.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. And Ben, what is harder, being a leader or being a boyfriend?
This is Ben. Probably being a boyfriend is really hard because, well, she's evil, so you have to find a way without seeing the evil. You have to see the good through the evil. So that's probably.
And for those maybe that aren't familiar, Ben, who is the girlfriend?
The girlfriend would be Mal. She eventually, I fall in love with her. So, yeah.
Evie, why do people underestimate you?
People underestimate me because I'm like on the aisle, I act all dumb and pretty because I just want to get a boyfriend. But then whenever I get to Auradon, I see all these people and I try to like impress them. So I act dumb and pretty, but I'm actually really smart.
All right. Jay, what do you do when you feel disrespected?
Usually I just fight back, like not with words, just my fists. Yeah.
Are we expecting some fights on stage during the musical?
Yeah.
Ooh, who's the fight against?
Chad.
We don't have Chad here to defend himself today. Carlos, what scares you and how do you push through it?
I'm Carlos and everything scares me. The only thing that helps me push through is that there's more life to come.
Well, that's pretty optimistic. All right. But you are, so would it be like, are you scared of your own shadow then too, or?
No.
I'm just teasing you, Carlos. Maleficent, if you could give Mal one piece of advice without being evil about it, what would you say?
Oh, to definitely be more mean like me. But I'm the meanest of them all, so she can't be me.
Ooh. All right. And this is for any of the cast members. Remember to say your character name as you say the answer. What is one thing your character would tell a kid who feels like they do not fit in?
I'm Mal, and I feel like she would talk to the kid about how she didn't fit in either. She was like the most evil kid ever. And then they eventually accepted her. She made some friends. She got a boyfriend, and things really looked up in the long run.
All right. And who in this story shows the most growth and why?
This is Ben. I'd say, even though it's not me, I would say it's Mal. Because Mal, she's very evil at the start, as we know. But she's very evil. She's mean to everybody. But then once she gets to the aisle, or into Auradon, she eventually, like, shows her true colors. Her true colors. And she, like, warms up to everybody. She eventually becomes the princess.
All right, and a little bit more behind-the-scenes stuff, and we didn't cover some of these questions, but if you think of something, all right, just feel free to share it. What is the hardest scene to pull off on stage, and why?
I'm Jay, and it would be Goal, because it's, like, there's a lot of, like, blocking in, like, the choreography, and it's, like, a lot.
Is that more of the, so there's a song, and you've got to dance a certain way to that song?
Yeah.
All right. How long did it take you? Is it all of you, or is it certain? Is it like, is it the whole cast, or is it certain parts?
Like certain parts, like the evils and the Oradanians.
All right. And funniest thing that has happened in rehearsal so far.
Hi, I'm Evie, and some of the funniest things that have happened, it's a lot of Jay. There are a lot of parts that Jay just has to do crazy things. Like, there's a rap session at the end where Jay and Carlos are just, they're just rapping, and it's hilarious to watch, and it's really funny. And there's another part where Jay has to bark. Jay barks, and it's it's really funny.
And obviously in drama, and really in acting, you know, no one ever wants to break character on stage, but who's most likely to break character?
I'm Mal, and I feel like Cameron is most likely to break character just because Cameron plays Jay, and they are completely different people.
Gotcha. So in terms of you're really having to channel that inner character at all times, even though the person playing that character has a different personality than the character themselves. Is that how I'm understanding it?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And who helped you the most when struggling with a scene or a dance? So this is part teamwork. Has any good stories about being able to learn maybe a dance or perhaps some lines that maybe were difficult at the beginning?
This is Ben, and it was definitely a lot of our directors, Mrs. Peterson, Janelle. They helped us get through the songs. If we didn't know the dances, that we would go over them slowly. Rihanna would do choreography, and also our friends, or even off stage, we would go through lines. We would practice the dances if we didn't know them. It's a very supportive cast and crew.
Well, that's a great play into our next question. Describe your cast in three words.
I'm Maleficent, and definitely the cast is silly, quirky, and sometimes questionable.
And what do you want the audience to feel walking out of this show?
Probably one of the biggest things is probably, it's going to sound weird, but change. So that they change, we probably shouldn't judge people on the way they look, how they act, but definitely get to know them more. Don't judge people just how, like, where they came from or how they think. Just be kind to everybody. Everybody's together. We're better together.
And what is one moment in the show you can't wait for people to see? And maybe explain it, but don't spoiler alert it.
I know I'm not in the scene, but it's right after the opening song. It's Rotten to the Core, right as we open up the aisle. Whenever they're standing there and they're singing, it's very powerful right as they start. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that. If you could swap roles with anyone for one scene, who would it be and why?
This is Maleficent. I would switch with Jay because... And it would be the barking scene because I think it's very funny.
Does it any other characters have somebody that you would prefer to play?
It's Evie, and if I had to switch roles with anyone, it would be Maleficent. I love the song Evil Like Me. It's such a fun song, and I'm so happy that she gets to sing it. It's great.
I don't want to leave anybody else out. Anyone else feel like I would totally take a different role?
One of the roles is Audrey. I know very But that was, I didn't finish the sentence, but she's such a fun role. She's just like, she's very mean, which sounds very bad, but she's just a mean character, and she's very like a fun part to sing.
And what is the vibe? Is it fun, funny, emotional, chaotic? Is it all the above? What type of musical is this?
I'm Mal, and I would definitely say that this musical is like an emotional roller coaster. Because there are plenty of comedic scenes, as they've already depicted, but there are also some really sad emotional scenes in it. Some scenes that get you angry, some scenes that get you like high in spirits. It's all over the place.
Any scenes with tears?
I don't know if we'll make the audience cry, but it definitely some of the characters cry. Like
in terms of what happens to the character?
Yeah.
And what is one thing you want people to do after the show? Tell a friend, post a picture, come back again?
I would definitely... Oh, this is Carlos. And I would definitely want them to go tell a friend and then definitely just understand, like, the story. Like, don't judge people, you know? So, yeah.
Very nice. I like it. And as we kind of wrap up here, a few more questions for you guys. I appreciate your time this afternoon. I'm sure you guys are excited just to get out of school, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What does choosing your own path look like for your character?
This is Maleficent. So she would definitely want to be the ruler of all of Auradon and make all her subjects bow down to her because she is the best ruler in the land.
Very nice. Any other characters when it comes to choosing your own path and what it would look like?
I'm Mal, and I feel like it's the exact opposite of Maleficent, because Maleficent always told her that she needs to rule and be the baddest, but at the end of the day, Mal chooses to be good.
And I think this is a great wrap-up question here for you guys. Can people change, and what does it actually take?
Hi, this is Carlos. I say yes, people can change. And it really doesn't take that much. You just need one person who believes that you can change and you can do it. You can do it if you set your mind to it. I have.
I think Carlos for president, 2028 right there. Oh. There we go, Carlos. Oh. Wow. All right, Director Denise, do you want to come up and say any other words about the show? Any supportive messages to the rest of the cast or anything that the audience might want to know?
So as you can see, like, we have a very talented cast, you know, and I always say the neatest part about my job is I meet them and greet them when they come into kindergarten for music class, and I get them from then until they graduate, most of you. We'll talk about that later. But so it's neat for me just to see their growth and see how awesome that they can become and see how much I believe in them come out on that stage, you know. And I'm a tough director, and they know that, right?
Yeah.
And it's been a little intense the last few weeks because we've missed a lot of school because of weather and everything else. But they have really, really worked so hard. And the whole cast as a whole has really done an awesome job. And this is just a sample of what there's 63 of them in this cast.
Wow, 63 cast
members. And this is just a sample of what you're going to see at those shows.
Well, folks, the Coldwater Middle School Drama proudly presents in the Coldwater Auditoria. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Disney Descendants, the musical. Again, Thursday, March 5th at 7 o'clock, Friday, March 6th at 7, Saturday, March 7th at 7, and then the alternate time, Sunday, March 8th at 1:30. Pre-sale tickets go until March 4th. You can get it for $8 for an adult, or it's going to be $10 at the door. Students get a dollar discount for $7. What a deal. We like that for our students. Drama, thank you very much for coming in. I thought you guys did a great job. I will maybe, there could be a chance, maybe that's Sunday, the March 8th, maybe I'll be hiding in the corner, just kind of checking out the play myself and then report back on my show on how the play went. So thank you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day and good luck with the musical.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back here on Spectrum. Again, we want to thank the Coldwater Middle School Drama Class and the director, Denise Peterson, for bringing them in. We'll be right back as we close things out.